Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Hoskin Powell. Batting second. The second baseman, Rob Wilfong. Batting third. The left fielder, Ken Landreau. Batting fourth. The DH, Glenn Adams. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Greg Johnston. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sal Butera. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Lenny Fado. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Roger Erickson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Akins. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jamie Quirk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Rance Mullinix. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. And now, play ball. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Powell. The throw from Quirk and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Landreau for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett takes first base on ball four. McRae moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McRae scores. Brett moves to third. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brett scores. Akins moves to second. It's 2-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk takes first base on ball four. Akins moves to third. Otis moves to second. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Akins scores. Otis moves to third. Quirk moves to second. It's 3-0, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Landreau. Hurdle reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Quirk scores. It's 5-0, Royals. Fernando Arroyo now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hurdle moves to third. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Hurdle chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Mullinix. Mullinix fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mullinix. Adams moves to third. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. It's 5-1, Royals. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Powell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Powell. Brett moves to second. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Akins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. Akins moves to second. It's 6-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Powell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilfong hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Landreau strikes out. One out. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive towards third. Brett reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Arroyo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McRae takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Landreau settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Akins for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnston hits a pop-up towards short. Mullinix settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0-for-1 in the game. Butera hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Danny Goodwin now playing first base. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Otis steals second. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a line drive into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 7-1, Royals. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mullinix takes first base on ball 4. White moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. White scores. Mullinix moves to third. It's 8-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Butera and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 11-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Goodwin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Chalk now playing second base. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 0-for-1 in the game. Fado hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Fado reaches second base with a double. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Landreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Landreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Kinnunen now pitching. Rick Sofield now playing left field. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Akins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Goodwin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Quirk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Hurdle hits a fly ball into center field. Johnston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Pete Lockhock now playing left field. Willie Wilson now playing center field. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greg Johnston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnston is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnston strikes out. Two outs. Danny Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Akins scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 11, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fado misplays the ball. That's an error on Fado. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Mullinix hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chalk moves to second. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chalk scores. Mullinix moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mullinix tags and scores. One out. It's 13-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wilson moves to third. Brett moves to second. John Verhoeven now pitching. Willie Akins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akins is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Akins hits a fly ball into left field. Sofield settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wilson tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 14-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Manny Castillo now playing third base. Jerry Terrell now playing left field. Pete Lockhock now playing first base. Sal Butera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butera is 0 for 2 in the game. Butera hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Fado is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fado is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Fado hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullinix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hoskin Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 14, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Quirk moves to second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Chalk is called out on strikes. One out. Rance Mullinix is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullinix is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Mullinix hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verhoeven fields it and throws to first for the out. Quirk moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. 2 outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Quirk scores. Hurdle scores. It's 16-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sofield. McRae reaches second base with a double. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 17-1, Royals. Manny Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wilfong settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 17, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Rob Wilfong is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilfong is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilfong hits a fly ball into right field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Sofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sofield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Mullenix scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Adams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Adams reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood pinch runs for Glenn Adams. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage hits a ball on the ground towards second. Chalk juggles the ball. The ball bounces towards first. Lockhock picks up the ball and throws Norwood out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 17, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.